Welcome to today's Heartland Market Talk. Grain futures. Well, we are softer across the board today. Yesterday we were higher. It was Monday. Gee, what's today? Tuesday. Oh, okay. It's turnaround Tuesday. Softer across the board. Wheat was sharply higher in the morning, turned lower, but closed a little bit higher on the session, but more losses again today as the market had seen a nice little rise as of late on Russian snafus for getting some grain sold. They're missing some phytosanitary certificates with a company that may no longer be a company in Russia. They're either going to have to get out like Cargill or Bungie and ADM like they did last year, about a year ago at this time here, or else something's going to go wrong with that company as well. But still, wheat prices in Russia are stable at $205 to $206 a metric ton. That's still below our prices, and so the market's pulling back those gains seen yesterday and today with the wheat in Kansas off 11 cents, 578 and a half. Chicago March lower by 10 and a quarter, 544 and three quarters. In the Minneapolis market, off 10 and three quarter cents, 648 and three quarters, while September loses 8 and three quarter cents. Even French milling wheat today may contract down $3.75 a ton. It's at $200.75. Of course, weakness in the wheat usually lays into the corn market. Corn tried to rally this morning, off 2 3/4 cents on the May, 435 presently, with December giving up 4 1/4 cents, 470 and a half. Double digit gains yesterday in soybeans. Half that's being given back today presently. We're lower by 8 cents at 1201 and 3 quarters. July off 6 and a half cents at 1215 and a quarter. November losing 4 and a half cents, 1194 and a quarter. Even the products are down. Soybean meal off $1.10 a ton, $340.60, while bean oil slips 48 cents to 48.57. Commodities remain volatile, and you need a way to keep up with them quickly via your cell phone, your laptop, or your desktop. Heartland Investor Services has the application for you to get real live quotes. Call us at 701-222-0221. Livestock futures sharply lower. We were down around $5 a hundredweight earlier in the session on the live cattle. Feeder cattle were down over $7. Of course, yesterday we opened lower, traded higher for a while, then closed back lower again. That was kind of a flare-out trade off of Friday's bearish cattle on feed report. And then yesterday we heard, and I told you during the noon hour, about this avian influenza on some cattle down in Texas. Well, the market's a little more jittery about it today, thinking there's going to be some cows getting sold. Well, that's not the case. Avian influenza, it's affecting these dairy cows. The milk is not harmed for human consumption. It's pasteurized. The cattle are not being slaughtered. What's happening is the cows are drying up. And then some will come back, but the point is the older cows, they're not so likely to. And so there could be a few head of cattle slaughtered, your older cows, but not the younger part of the herd. And so the market a little spooked by that and misunderstanding it, and it was just looking for a reason to sell because it's been going sideways for 4 or 5 weeks now. Just can't seem to press higher without the cash market. 186 was supposedly a string of steers and heifers sold today in Kansas. Otherwise, offers are up there at 188. So we have the April cattle contract down $2.80, 183.40. It's about $2 off morning lows. June cattle are off $3, 178.60, $2 off their lows. December lower by 310, 184.25. Feeder cattle April down 520, 245.25. May feeders off 552 at 247.10. The November feeders losing $4.62, 259.42. In the meantime, we have a mixed hog market. April hogs show a gain of 52 cents presently at 85.67. We are lower by 7 cents on the June, 101.60, while up 10 July at 104.02. Gold, well, we're up $2 right now at $2,178. They tagged 2,200 overnight when the dollar was weak earlier in the session, but now the dollar has firmed back up. Silver, it's down 26 cents, $24.63. There, too, is at $25 overnight. In Bitcoin, slipping $980 at $70,086. Ethereum loses $59 at $3,587. Crude oil, presently down 15 cents on the May contract, 81.80, but the products are showing heavy losses. May gasoline lower by almost 3 cents a gallon, $2.70 on the head. We have May heating oil off down 4 1/4 cents, $2.62. any questions. You can always find us at heartlandinvest.com, especially if you want to talk about livestock risk protection insurance on your cattle. We'll talk about the hail insurance later on this coming summer when you get her in the ground, but there's always time for that. Thanks for listening, and you have yourself a profitable day. Just a reminder to always remember, past results are not indicative of future results. Consider risk carefully before ever investing. Our analogy is made with the best known information that is expected to be true and known, but it changes by the hour in the commodity markets. And so something that could have been considered fact can change as the facts change.